Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 927, for Saturday, March 23rd, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views edition. After 3 weeks at number 25, climbing 5 to number 20, Root, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 17,134 views. That is a gain of 2,079, or 14% from last week. And it is 566 more than last week's number 20. After 2 weeks at number 18, down 1 to 19, Arkham Horror, The Card Game, by Nate French and M.J. Newman, published by Fantasy Flight Games with 17,332, a little less than 200, more than Root, a decline of about 7%. Down 2 to 18, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games with 17,886. 550 more than Arkham Horror, a decline of about 8%. Falling from number 1 last week, down to number 17, Mage Knight, The Apocalypse Dragon, by Phil Pettifer, published by WizKids with 18,220. About 300 more than Spirit Island, but naturally, a massive decline of 66%. As for the 79th time, a number one has missed the top 10 the following week, although the last time was 6 weeks ago. That's a pretty good run. Then it was the game Triumph. Reversing course and climbing back up one spot to number 16, where it was 2 weeks ago, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 19,984. So there is only a gap of a little more than 1,000, a little less than 1,100 between Mage Knight at number 17 and Root at number 20. The gap up to Brass is more than 1,700. It's a 4% gain for Brass. A re-entering at number 15, Thunder Road Vendetta, by Dave Chalker and Brett Myers, published by Restoration Games, with 20,827. About 800 more than Brass, almost double what it had last week. It has been on a very dramatic back and forth over the last few weeks. 3 weeks ago, it was number 39. Then it jumped up to number 15. Last week, it dropped all the way down to 42. Now it is all the way back up to number 15. Number 14, Veiled Fate, by Max Anderson, Zach Dixon, and Austin Harrison, published by IV Studio, with 21,125, about 300 more than Thunder Road. Reversing course and climbing back up 1 to 13, ISS Vanguard, by Marcin Swierkot, Krzysztof Piskorski, Pavel Samborski, and Andre Betkovich, published by Awaken Realms, with 21,344, 219 more than Veiled Fate, and a gain of about 2%. The number one from 2 weeks ago, number six last week, is down six more to number 12 this week, Earthborn Rangers, by Adam and Brady Sadler, published by Earthborn Games, with 22,128, about 800 more than ISS Vanguard, a decline of 32%. And repeating at number 11 for the third consecutive week, On the Outside Looking In, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 22,289, 161 more than Earthborn Rangers, and a decline of 3%. Five new entries in the top 10 this week. Four of them are debuts. The five games falling out are from 6 to 12, Earthborn Rangers, from 1 to 17, Mage Knight, The Apocalypse Dragon, from 3 to 48, Galactic Cruise, from 8 to 63, Mass Effect the Board Game, and from 10 out of the top 100, Fled. Number 10, Arc Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games with 22,546. That's 257 more than Heat, so very narrow. If Heat had not lost ground from last week, it would have been able to go back into the top 10. But instead, it's Arc Nova, which gains ground from last week, up about 800 views or 3.5%. But the number 10 is 1,400 fewer than last week's number 10. And at this point, about 4,600 fewer than the number 10 from 2 weeks ago. Arc Nova returns after just 2 weeks out. The last 2 weeks, it's been number 14 and number 13, so a three-position climb. Number 9, Star Wars Unlimited, by Daniel Schaefer, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 29,699, that is more than 7,000, clear of the number 10 game. A huge, huge gap to have in the top 10, this low in the list, really. But it's a pretty hefty decline of 18% for Star Wars Unlimited, as it is down 5% from last week. Number 8, The Seventh Citadel, by Ludovic Rudy and Bruno Sauté, published by Sirius Pulp, with 31,020. 1,300 more than Star Wars, a decline of 24% as it falls 6 positions, landing somewhere outside the top 2 for the first time in its brief run on the chart. Number 7, Dune, War for Arrakis, by Marco Maggi and Francesco Nepitello, published by Come On, with 31,925, about 900 more than the Seventh Citadel, and a gain of 3.3%, about 1,000 more than last week, manages to hold position at number 7. Number 6, Heroes of Might and Magic 3, The Board Game, by Kamil Bielkowski and Jakub S. Olekshik, published by Archon Studio, with 32,196, 271, more than War for Arrakis. This is a quote, adventure-driven strategy game for 1-3 players set in the cult fantasy universe, unquote, of Heroes and Might and Magic. It had a Kickstarter that ran about a year and a half ago and had raised almost 4 million euros, and now arriving to backers just a couple of months later than originally planned. This is our first of, I said four, it's actually 3 debuts. We have 2 re-entries. Arc Nova was one of those 2. Number 5, Battalion, by Paolo Mori and Francesco Sirocci, published by Osprey Games, with 33,690, 1,500 more than Might and Magic. This is our second debut. The subtitle of Battalion is War of the Ancients. And so the setting is not a real-life setting, because you have the ability to command troops from one of 4 different areas: Rome, Carthage, the Han Dynasty, or Greece Bactria. They didn't all necessarily have interaction with each other. The publisher, or a representative of the publisher, said in the forums that it is, quote, a tile-based war game where you will be making up different units out of tiles. It is a war game. Number 4, Let's Go to Japan, by Josh Wood, published by Alderac Entertainment Group, with 38,837. More than 5,000 better than Battalion, 2.5 times and more than it had last week, as it re-enters the chart, charting for the 3rd time after nearly a year away, 51 weeks off. And on Board Game Geek, it is styled as Let's Go! Exclamation mark to Japan. It is a drafting tableau builder themed around planning a trip to Japan. Its Kickstarter project raised about $300,000, and this is a new peak for the game. The previous 2 times it was on, last year it was at number 6 both times. Number 3, Dune, Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 40,441, 1,600 more than Let's Go to Japan, a gain of 13% from last week, as it adds 2 positions for the 2nd week in a row to go from 7 to 5 to 3. This is the 125th week for Dune Imperium in the top 10, which is, for a game in the top 3, that is an uncommonly long-running game. The most recent game that was anywhere near, because usually a lot of times it's just games that have got single-digit weeks or maybe low double digits. You know, if you got a game with more than 20 weeks, that's pretty unusual. Heat, most recently, was up at number one with 60 weeks. But here, to go back to see the last time you had a game with triple-digit weeks in the top 10, in the top three, you have to go back to February of last year when Gloomhaven managed to jump back in there. But perhaps even more impressively, or certainly it's the longest, a longer drought, this is the highest position that Dune Imperium has seen since March of 2022, a little more than 2 years ago. And it was number three that week as well. That was its 63rd week on the list, and now it is in its 125th week, so almost twice as long. It's a very impressive performance for a one-off, probably a one-off week. Number two, Dune, Imperium, Uprising, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 41,971, 1,500 more than the base game, a seven-position climb from last week, and the highest position it has seen since November 4th, going back over 4 months when it was last number two. It is a previous number one, so it's not the highest position it's ever seen. Number one, Roth, I assume. I guess it might be Roth, spelled W-R-O-T-H, by Manny Tremblay, published by Chip Theory Games, with 47,027, more than 5,000, better than The Dune's Imperiums, and a debut at number one. The Kickstarter blurb for Roth calls it, quote, an approachable, neon-soaked, fantasy, area control game for 1 to 4 players, unquote. Also includes some dice drafting, currently on Kickstarter with over $400,000 pledged. For Saturday, March 23rd, 2024.